Thanks for joining the Golf Underground. Now, the Golf Underground is made possible by Mariner Wealth, helping you navigate your financial future. Star Companies KC, experience a more energy efficient and comfortable home with Star's insulation services. Cowell Insurance, providing brokerage and risk management services for over 25 years. Sana Orthopedics, care plans backed by research and clinical results, tailored perfectly to individuals' needs. Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia, where you'll score a double eagle on your next car or truck. Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Lewisburg Ford, nobody sells more F-150s than Lewisburg Ford. And Celebrity Greens, put a custom PGA caliber putting green in your backyard for the ultimate golf experience. Now, on to the program.
ESPN Kansas City presents Golf Underground with Kevin Ward and Brian Sullivan.
Hey, welcome to Golf Underground ESPN Radio. This is U.S. Open Week here in the Golf Stable in the Golf Underground Studios here with Sully Wardo and George Brett. You know, it's sort of an improv show this morning. It was about 6:45. I just wiped my ass, and I realized it's a very important week. We should probably program a show, and so reach out to Wardo through text. He said, yeah, of course we got to do a U.S. Open show. And, of course, we reach out to George and say, let's get a guest.
Do you think George will have any more dark horses like Xander Schauffele or Patrick Cantlay?
Patrick Cantlay was my big dark horse that one year.
Yeah, he was your...
Well, he had never won a major, so I figured he would be a dark horse.
Yeah. He's only fourth in the world.
Yeah, he wasn't then.
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
He was top 10.
So but UCLA listen, so Bruin, too.
So we text George and we say, George, I mean, can you make a call to the bullpen and maybe pull in some big wigs? And he said, hang on, Sully, I'll call you right back. And he reaches out to Barkley, and Barkley says, sure, I'll do the program, just not today.
Well, that's weird.
Unfortunately, he was booked today.
He's
and then somebody said, what about John Cook? I know you know John Cook real well. And so I texted John Cook, and he said, unfortunately, he has doctor's appointments until 6:30 our time. But he would love to come on sometime.
We should have had Grinky on today, and he could have talked.
Well, he's in San Francisco.
Well, he could have remoted in. He's not playing.
Do you know we have the greatest golf show?
Here's Zach's answer. Zach, who's going to win the U.S. Open?
Gary.
Is it this week? I mean, he's in his own world, but you know what? It's a great world to be in.
It's a matrix.
I'd love to be in his world. Nothing bothers him.
No?
Nothing bothers that guy.
No. By the way, Have you seen behind the set at that god-awful clubhouse? It's a yellow-painted clubhouse with green shutters. It's just rancid.
It's a New England look. Here's the thing about you Midwesterners. You like houses that look like Texas around here. You know, you like them boxy and kind of open and plain. Back there, it's old school. Little rooms, right?
Real colonial. They're all classic. All the houses back there, Sully, they're 200 years old.
Yeah.
That's where our country started.
Right.
You know, and you go to, I've been in a lot of homes in Boston and Rhode Island and places like that. They're small.
Tiny.
Huge houses, but the rooms are really small.
Yeah, but there's like 50 of them.
Right.
Little tiny living rooms with old stuff. I'm telling you, me growing up in Connecticut, coming out here, I was like,
everything's new.
Yeah,
everything was
new out here. My wife hates it. We live in a
red
brick colonial.
Any old house out there on the East Coast is really, the rooms are real small.
Yeah.
Any new house, the rooms are probably huge.
Yeah.
You go to a home here in Kansas City, a new home, a newly built home, all the rooms are huge.
Yeah. But see, like, even your house has class to it. It's got
elegance.
Well, thank you. Right? You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like an old, like an open Dallas. It's cozy. It still has coziness.
My wife will appreciate that.
True.
She
did a great
job. Remember
when
you used to invite us over?
We did have that one time.
We can do it. We can do that again.
All right. Enough on the architecture lesson for the day. Let's talk some golf.
You're all amped up today about this.
You are.
Open.
This is a preview show. I'm going to geek out for
all
a
right.
second.
What's exciting you most?
How's that Stella? Is it cold?
No, you got to drink Stella because your dog's name is Stella. No, I think that what's exciting me most is just the noise. There's a lot of noise right now around this game and live and everything that's going on with who's gone, who's not gone, who's taken the money. Are they horrible people because they've taken the money and advanced their career and lifestyle? And there's arguments on either side on this. And then, you know, the Canadian Open and what went on with how well Rory played. Obviously, JT was in the mix. Finau made a bomb on the last hole to finish second. So a lot of drama and some good golf there up in there in Canada. It sounds like they were cheering on old Rory up there, though.
Yeah. And you know what this just did to his odds?
Now for the U.S. Open?
Now they're picking him to win the U.S. Open. There's no way he can win back-to-back tournaments.
Yeah, he can.
He's too erratic.
No, he drives the living piss out of it.
He drives the crap out of it, but you're never...
Let me ask you a question,
Sully. Each week, you're not sure what you're getting.
Can I ask you one question?
Please.
Is it a narrow course? Is it wide? I've been there. I was there for the Ryder Cup when the Ryder Cup was at the Country Club. I was there for that.
Were you really?
Yeah. But you can't see anything.
Right.
You cannot see anything.
Yeah.
And I don't remember all the holes, but is it a wide open course? I know they're real small greens, right?
Yeah.
Real small greens.
Yeah.
I think you got to pick somebody with good, you know, a good driver and good accuracy.
You got to be a good driver and a good putter, right. Which, you know, that seems too obvious, but no, it's not. It's not you got to bomb it, but it's not an open and it's not too tight tree line. It's a classy, classic course. It's a par 70, 7,200 yards, right?
So not crazy.
Not crazy, but you know, it's still par 70, which is kind of different, I would think, for a U.S. Open. It's they've had four U.S. Opens there, but the Ryder Cup, what was it like? Because that was a great one. Wasn't that when we were like jamming it in the faces of the Euros?
It was so long ago.
No, the country. This is where Justin made the putt, right?
Oh, God, I don't remember.
No, wasn't this where they made the putt? The people were really harassing the Euros.
I remember. Sergio Garcia. And he was probably playing with Seve. You know, they put those two together. This is how long ago it was.
Back. Jeez.
And Sergio was playing out his ass.
I remember that.
Not many people had ever heard of Sergio before. But I remember I was on a hole where he hit a great second shot and made birdie and just went absolutely bonkers. I can't tell you the hole, if it was front side or back side. But it was pretty cool to see him react like that.
Well, we got to figure out if this was it Justin Leonard who was on there? And remember
that was at Brookline. That was at Brookline.
That was Brookline.
Justin Leonard's putt. That was 99.
This is Brookline.
Yes.
This is what we're talking about.
All right.
Which I think.
And the U.S. was way behind and came back.
Yes.
And then he made that putt, and he was playing against Seve. I think in the set and everybody stormed the green. Remember, everybody stormed the green.
Awful shirts on with the little
ugliest shirts in the world. The ugliest shirts, I swear to God, I have ever seen on a golf course.
Really?
The U.S. was wearing on Sunday. Ugliest. Whoever designed those shirts should be shot.
Have you played in the Kansas City Cup? And seen
Let me just ask you this: what's wrong with a pair of blue pants, white shoes? A white belt or a blue belt, and a white shirt with maybe red stripes on it. Red, white, and blue. What's wrong with that? Yeah.
Go into Woodland's closet and get his, right? He's a U.S., he dresses every week like he's in the U.S. Open. So all right, well, Wardo, I know you're excited to talk about this, and so what's your take on the existence of the LIV Tour, how everyone's pissed off at each other? There's bad guys in this movie. There's good guys in this movie. Pick a lane, please.
I'm going to take the stance of I feel like as independent contractors, these pro athletes and golfers should be able to play where they want to play.
Wow.
This is the first time that, you know, these guys travel all over the globe to go play. And then this is the first time that the tour has gotten up in arms about this.
Mm.
Now, I get it that the tour is clearly being a little defensive on this, but at the same time, like, the players should have the right to do that. Did in the fine print of the contract, something about them saying that they can't they have to be released to go play other events outside. Sure, there's something in there, but at the end of the day, I think it's BS. It's like saying, hey, you can't go work at another job. Right. You can't go advance your career and make more money.
Yeah.
I think the problem, the problem is the how and why we got here, right? I think Phil, clearly, whatever, if you want to call it lifestyle decisions, if you want to call it off the course activities.
Cocaine?
No.
Oh, you can't bring that up?
But what? I think...
He likes the cocaine, George.
No. But I just think that the greed or people that are needing the money is what's changed this. So that's kind of my thought. The PGA Tour has been great to all these guys for years upon years upon years, and they're playing for a shitload of money. So on the flip side, you could say, how much money do you really need? So that's kind of my stance. But I think the players should be able to play where they want to play.
I think some of them have made a lot of money, but maybe they spent a lot of money, mm-hmm. gambled a lot of money, mm-hmm. Spent it foolishly, didn't invest it properly. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, I got a mulligan right here. I can start over. I can go out. I think Phil got, Dustin Johnson got $115 million,
yeah.
Let's say. Phil got $200 million. I don't know what DeChambeau got.
He got $30
million. What? He only got 30?
Yeah, which surprises me.
I would think he would be a bigger draw.
I mean, when the U.S. that Open and he bombs
low.
It.
That seems low.
Yeah.
That seems really low.
Unless I'm wrong. That was the homework I did.
There's a lot of athletes in this world, I'm going to tell you guys right now, that made a boatload of money that don't have a pot to piss in.
I bet you know a few.
I know a few.
Yeah. Yeah,
and maybe it's a mulligan. I'm not saying these guys are broke. I'm not saying that.
Sure.
But you don't know. I can understand guys that never made it on the PGA Tour going over there. Hey, there's less tournaments, three-day automatic, no cuts, three-day tournaments. And I got a chance to make some money, which I couldn't on the regular PGA Tour. I'm not good enough.
Right.
And now there's no cut. I'm going to make 120. Do you know who's going crazy right now?
The caddies.
The caddies are going berserk. They only have to lug those frickin' bags around 3 days.
So listen to this.
Yeah. 3 days, and they're guaranteed $120,000, the player is.
Right.
And I don't know what their cut is. Like, what is Joey Scavrin's?
10?
8. It's 10.75 usually.
Okay, so what does that mean?
10% of a made cut. 7 of a top 10, 5 of a win.
Okay, so Joe's going to make minimum, if Ricky comes in last, he's going to make 10% of 120, that's 12 grand.
And then
now
and then
if he wins, he's going to make 10% of 4 million,
yeah.
400 grand. Caddies are going, hey, you got to go play over there, pal. Come right.
on, let's go. The other thing that about these caddies is supposedly they're paying for their lives, paying for their airfare from wherever they're coming from, as well as their freaking lodging and hotel lodging.
Wow.
And food.
So in other words, they're not going to be tripling up and doubling up everywhere they go.
No,
they're staying at a holodome and
four
smelling
and five
like chlorine
star hotels.
When they come to the ballpark or to the golf course the next day.
Yep.
They're not going to smell like chlorine. They're going to be staying in nice hotels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're probably getting a per diem.
All right. So here's another stat for you.
Yeah.
There's about 16 guys that are the casual golfer would know the name that are playing on that tour. The Sergios of the world, the Schwartzels of the world, et cetera. Their average age is 42. And their average world rank is 110.
Interesting.
So, yes, are we going to miss some of those players? And this was maybe before DeChambeau and some of those, so that number is a little skewed. But, I mean, if you're over 40 on the tail end of your career, I think now it's like, how the hell do you go back to Champions Tour?
But you're also getting guys like Koepka's brother.
Right.
Who isn't old, right? We were seeing him at the Korn Ferry Tour.
How did he do on the Korn Ferry Tour?
His name's
It's a Koepka. Doesn't mean he's Brooks That's Koepka.
It. Well, it doesn't matter. He's got a brand. He's got a brand.
You know the old saying? Wrong Koepka. It's the wrong Koepka.
Right. Well, and Taylor Gooch, he's good. He's not old.
So right? The one thing that's gonna the one thing that's gonna get these guys that do go play is I don't know if LIV Golf will get recognized for world ranking points, which they have
jury's to, out. Yeah,
they have to pass the test. Most world ranking tournaments, PGA Tour, European Tour, PGA Tour, China, all that, are 72 hole events. So right there, you're off. The other thing that's a little odd is these shotgun starts. You know,
that's
you know.
Weird. Yeah,
we're not and having
team
one
play. Team play.
Team play where you Which get no an extra five.
I don't understand that one yet, but no, I don't either. I'm sure if you get into it, you'll watch it.
Yeah.
And maybe a guy on the who's two under par and the leaders are 10 and 12, whatever, that guy's got an important putt to make for his other three partners, correct?
Well, I don't know what percentage on the 18th of the hole? Purse is going to the team versus.
Well, Schwartzel made $4 million and then another $500,000 or
for the team.
Yep.
No one cares about the team. Let's be honest.
Well, let's say, okay, you made $4 million. What would you rather make, $4 million or $4.5 million?
Well, but
and the guy that shot the lowest of that 4-man team, he might have made 250, but now he made 350 because he gets a part of that team thing.
But the viewer doesn't care. Now Schwartzel would like an extra $500,000 in his pocket.
Right. Oh, the viewers don't care.
That'll help pay his caddy.
The players care.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
Now, but when they came out with this tour, I thought all the events were in Saudi Arabia. They're all over they're in the United States.
Five of them are here.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how many people show up to those events.
Well, what's interesting to me is how you turn on the Golf Channel over the past few days, and the purists are losing their mind. Mm-hmm. All right? You played with old Brandel Chambly
yep.
a couple weeks ago, right? And this, well, it was probably before the LIV conversation. I'm sure you didn't talk it.
We didn't talk much LIV.
Because it wasn't a big deal. But my God, I listened to him yesterday, and, you know, he was talking like a, dare I say, a communist. What I mean by communist, George, back to your point, is who are these guys to say we own you? You right. can't make your decisions as a family member. Or as a business owner, you had mentioned it, so you're an independent contractor. The arrogance to me is really wild. And, you know, it was exhibited yesterday, and I loved it when Barkley, who was almost on the program today, God, it would have been great to talk about it. They wanted his opinion on it. But you know what? They didn't really want his opinion on it because he spoke for about 3 minutes. They couldn't get the commercial break fast enough. And his premise was simple.
What was Charles saying? I missed it.
Charles was taking the Wardo approach. He said, listen, these guys, they have families. They can make their own decision, on right? And I think a lot of people are being hard on Phil Mickelson. He said, you know, allow these people to make their own decision that's best for them. They're not owned by anyone. No man or woman, for that matter, should be owned by anyone. And I hate the sense that that's the case. And the hypocrisy. Here's what I also don't like. I get a kick out of all these do-gooders who say, you know, the Saudi Arabians and, you know, the way they treat their women and, you know, and they're terrorists. And 15 out of the 17 who bombed 9/11 were, you know, these same bastards are CEOs at Citibank and Amex and all these places. And guess who owns them? The same bastards who they're saying shouldn't own these guys. So it's okay for in their little HR departments or their investor meetings to be taken to cash and then go back to the country club at Brookline and say, fellas, can you believe how disgusting this is? Absolute hypocrites. It drives me nuts. That's the difference between this upper echelon snobby brand of the PGA Golf Tour versus the regular guy. You go on Twitter and you see Johnny Sixpack saying, screw those bastards. If I can make $10 million, I'm going to make $10 million. There's just such a stinky difference, I think, between the mindset of the purist and folks who like providing for their family and themselves.
The well said, Sully. I think the other thing that's kind of unique, it's a small number, but it gives more guys that are playing Korn Ferry or even tours below that it gives, let's say 20 guys have gone.
Yeah.
There's 20 more PGA Tour spots.
There's hope for you, Charlie.
You know what I mean? And so
book your flight for Monday morning.
because at the end of the day, I think you got to look at all the sides of it and say, I mean, there needs to be another platform per se for guys to play on. For there's just too many good players out there right now that need, that should be making a living playing the game.
Yeah, there's going to be names who will fill that gap. There's no shortage of talent. Right, yeah. One man out, one man, next man in. I mean, that's the principle. In
so,
every
how many
team
guys?
Sport.
How many guys have left the tour to go play? And what does LI? What does LIV stand for?
It's the Roman numerals for 54, which is a perfect round of golf. That'd be a birdie on every hole. And I think they came out and said if you shoot 54 in an event, that they're going to give you a $2 million bonus. $54 million.
They'll give you $54 million
if you shoot a 54 one day. So that's you birdie every hole. No, because it's 18 holes.
You just have to shoot even par.
No,
that's a birdie every hole.
Fair birdie every hole. So what?
Oh, okay.
No one's gonna do that.
Well,
but what happens if
it's
they're playing a course that's 70 par 70? They got to shoot 52.
No, I don't know. I don't know if they've thought that one through yet. But
interesting insight.
Is that high school education coming to work?
There it comes.
Did you see how fast I got 70 down to minus 18?
You know why?
52.
You know why? Because your brain is sharp right now.
Very sharp.
This morning, I'm on the phone with you. You're walking London. You played 18 holes of golf in 95 degree
weather. And hit balls at the stable.
You worked out for an hour. And
steam sauna.
This is, for all you people over
couple cold
50/60, this is how keep your brain sharp. And of course, you refresh it up with a nice
Coors Light
and a Copenhagen. So come on back here on a Golf Underground ESPN Radio.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified or organic farms, prime-going regions, artists and producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Hey, Brian Sullivan from the Golf Underground here with a little good news. And that good news is that even double-digit handicappers like me can occasionally make a double eagle. All right, maybe not on a golf course, but even guys like me can score when buying a new car or truck. I'm talking about two stores, two brothers, and four generations, treating customers just like family. I'm talking about our buddies at Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia. With these guys, you'll always score two under, with double the inventory and double the customer satisfaction. That's the Bobsite Double Eagle. Now, Bobsite offers a wide selection of vehicles and promise to make the car buying process as quick and as hassle-free as possible. Now, whether you have poor credit, no credit, or maybe a first-time car buyer, you can trust Bobsite Ford, and Bobsite Independence Kia will get you into the car or truck you choose with professionalism and attention to your needs. So go visit our buddies at Bobsite.com, but only if you're looking for a vehicle that makes you feel like a U.S. Open champion.
Welcome back, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. It's U.S. Open Week 2022 from the great The Country Club. So pop your collars, grab yourself some tofu and avocado toast and joy in the Northeast, of which I'm from. And I would never.
I would think you would have, if you're up there in Boston, you got to have some lobster, you got to have some crab, you got to have some clams and some oysters. And you probably have to have a Sam Adams, even though I'm not a big fan of Sam Adams, but I'd probably have one.
Yeah, you got to do it right. You got to do it. But listen, you have to, you just said oysters, which is kind of how, well, it is.
Oysters. What do you call them?
Well, that's how,
Southern Californians call them, because that's where I'm from.
Dude, I think you've become Midwesternized.
Oh, okay.
It's a very country way of saying it.
Well, I've lived here 51 years, so maybe the Midwest is rubbing off on me.
Yeah, you don't even know it. Oysters.
Oysters.
You got to say it with just like a little, almost like RuPaul.
Okay.
A
little lisp.
You know what I mean? Just a little sassiness. Speaking of sassiness.
Give me some Gen X beef and I'll be the happiest guy in the world.
What's that?
It's the best steak I've ever had in my life.
From where? Gen
from
X Topeka,
beef? Topeka, Kansas.
Really? That's the brand of it?
Gen X or Next Gen?
Next Gen.
He's not on retainer just yet.
Yeah. Are you,
Derek, we'll get him
next
dialed.
Next Gen.
Is your age group appropriate to eat the Gen X beef?
Gen X.
All right, listen, before the break, we were talking about this tragic nightmare called the Live Tour that's ruining the bastion of the PGA and of course the it's like a movie. It's like Star Wars, and you have Anakin Skywalker / Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, what's the look going on right now?
It's like a crackhead.
I haven't seen the look.
Oh, George,
I haven't seen him on TV.
It came in fully on. He had his interview yesterday, right? And it was like this. Right, and they're firing questions at him.
Sunglasses on, black shirt.
No, he's just sunglasses. Unshaven. He looks. He looked
like
horrible.
Sully, unshaven.
Yeah, but don't you think he looks bad?
So 2 years ago, maybe three, he was midlife crisis guy, body, you know, less body fat, getting jacked, doing calf raises in the gym, and then he goes out and plays some pretty damn good golf.
Mm.
Really freaking good golf.
Yeah.
Takes down Koepka at the PGA, and then you turn around and he kind of goes off the grid literally, and then he turns up after he scrapes his $200 million together, and now he looks like he's a homeless bum with his little Phil logo on here.
I didn't see the Phil logo.
No, I mean no,
because he has no logo now, right?
He's got a little Phil logo.
What's going to happen to all these guys with their American sponsors? I know a lot of them have dropped them, right?
They're going to wear a blank white shirt like Charlie's got.
That, or do you think they will get other sponsors?
Well, I will tell you, a great company like Citibank, they would pull that logo right off that damn shirt, George. You can't have them representing it, going to Saudi Arabia. Hey, back room, can I get your cash? Hey, I'll be over to Dubai. We're going to meet up, get some ladies. But God, those people going off to the LIV. It's disgusting. Makes me sick. How do I feel? I mean, you know my take on this, George?
You're down. You're a little pissed.
All right. So
I don't like arrogance, George.
I don't know if you watched any of the golf Sunday, but they had Monahan on, the commissioner of the tour. And if you're him, are you a little worried?
Of course. Yeah, of course you're worried. But I think he's handling it horribly. If he handled this well, here's how he would have done it. He would have been slightly indifferent, which is the greatest posture in negotiation, by the way. Right? Slight indifference is, yeah, I'll let you go. You'll be back. Left it at that, right? Because now it makes him say, why did I leave? You know what I mean? As opposed to, you know, the entitled little child, right? You weren't loyal to me. I'm kicking you out of the house. Don't you come back until you're ready to kiss my ass. Get out of here. Instead, if he said, go sow your oats a little bit. Yeah, right? It's like parenting. Go sow your oats a little bit. I bet, you know what? They'd play a few tournaments. They'd be bored to death, and they'd be begging to come back. And they never had to be suspended or kick off the tour. It was a horrible business move on my part, right? And so the more he pouts, the more he pushes, the more they're going to push back. Because they're all egomaniacs.
And maybe more guys will leave.
Yes. You push an egomaniac, George. You know this.
Sure.
What's he doing?
Oh, yeah.
He pushes back. But you know what? You give the egomaniac a little, he burns himself out, and they come running back to you. It's so dumb to me. What's your take?
That's my take, is it just seems like they're insecure about their product or their what they have going on. And it's like, if these guys want to better their lives, stay home more, travel less, play 54-hole events versus 72 holes.
Guaranteed cut.
Guaranteed cut. And play for more dough play for more dough and receive more dough off the course. I don't know. I mean, I do find it pretty funny how, I can't remember who it was, Stricker maybe said it was like the member guest tour now. And, you know, maybe this is a great way to the PGA Tour champions for some of these guys, which is a little more, you know, 54 hole and more fun and all that. But I don't know. Once you go to the LIV, why would you go back to the PGA Tour champions?
Why wouldn't you? And I'll put it in the way that Koepka put it, right? Because he was getting fired on by all the, you know, the media.
He said it was putting a black cloud over the event this week. He kept saying
that. It was
that.
Them asking him. So it wasn't exactly. The fact that it existed.
We're here to play in a U.S. Open. Right. Why are you bringing this crap up?
Yeah, it's right.
We're
it's,
here to play in this event.
It's the lady from the Boston Globe, you know, and they pose these questions like they're sitting in a you know, like they're Johnny Depp sitting in a courtroom. So you do feel this might the tour at risk, don't you? Like, there are all these leading questions. And Koepka's finally like, this is, like, so freaking old. And, of course, they try to put him in a corner. How about your brother going to the LIV Tour? Well, what's he going to say?
I love my brother.
Yes!
I support my brother. I will back my brother till the day I die.
His brother has that's no it. Status. He should go. Yeah. 100%.
That's what I mean.
It's an absolute, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'd be like, hey, Charlie, you want to play in the LIV Tour and get some side cash? No, I'm going to sit here at home and go to Monday qualifiers.
Yeah, but your boy Brandel would say this. You know what? I think Koepka probably, you know, he should have represented the tour a little bit better in that answer. You know, that's what he would say, right? Which is what's surprising me a little bit is how you got guys like JT and Rahm and Rory. And again, I'm not judging them. That's the beauty. You're an adult. Say whatever you want to come out of your mouth without someone judging you. Those guys are full-blown PGA Tour, and they're putting little jabs at the LIV Tour.
So I'm going to do a jab real quick. So I'm just watching this golf channel here, and they're promoting Golf Tech, okay? And Golf Tech is a nice place, but they're using a machine here that's, let's just say, inferior. That's all I'm going to say.
Obsolete.
Obsolete.
And you know what I heard?
What?
Golf Tech is backed by Saudis. I did.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I heard that.
That's but what's your take on these guys coming to bat? Like, so, and George, you being in professional sports your whole life, if they came to you and asked you to give your opinion, now you got an opinion. Would you hold back on this as a fellow competitor, knowing that peers are making their own decisions, or do you think you'd pipe up a little bit and give your take? And I know I'm putting you in a weird situation in that, you know, maybe let's say there was a new MLB league that came on and some of your counterparts, so you had Greg Nettles, who you'd love to go over to the LIV baseball tour, right? You got Goose Gossage, he jumps ship. Right? So you think of some of your peers.
And they all go to Carlton Fisk. Let's just not say, you know, Japan has a really good baseball league. Taiwan has a really good baseball league. South Korea has a really good baseball league. I've been to games in all three of those countries. And I wished I'd never gone to a game in South Korea. But I was in South Korea on business probably 5 or 6 years ago. And I went to a baseball game there. And I said, I should have came over here and played 1 year.
Really?
1 year.
No way. Why?
Right at the end of my career. It was like a college football atmosphere. So every loud. Inning of every game. And those players are idolized. And I probably could have went over there and finished my career here in the States, went over there and made twice as much playing 1 year.
Really?
As if I would have played one more year in Kansas City.
They pay that much over there?
Japan pays pretty good. Japan pays pretty good. Taiwan doesn't pay as good. But a player of my stature could have went over to South Korea and made, you know, $2-5 million in 1 year.
Wow, it's so few. And
I thought about it when I was over there. I'm saying, you know, at age 40, I wasn't very good, but I think I was still good enough to compete in that league.
Right.
And I should have done it just for the experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for the experience. And nothing against MLB.
Sure.
If I wanted to play one more year here in the States, I could have signed a 1 year contract with the Royals.
Right.
They offered me a pay cut to come back.
Yeah.
I led the team in home runs and RBIs. I was offered a pay cut to come back the next year. I can't tell you the last time any player on the Royals or anybody in major leagues that played 10 years in baseball got a pay cut to come back.
Right. Never heard of that.
But I was offered a pay cut to come back.
And they led in RBIs and home runs.
I led the team in home runs and RBIs when I was 40 years old, and I was offered a pay cut to come back and play one more year.
That was 91.
Which I didn't want to do.
Was that 91 or 90?
93.
And you've beaten my ass. So
if South Korea would have called, Japan would have called and said, hey, we'll pay you $5 million to come play 1 year with us, I might have thought about it.
See, but I think that would have been showing amazing disloyalty to the Kansas City.
No, because my career was over. I would do exactly what these guys did. I retired. I'm retiring. I just want to go play over there for the experience.
Exactly. Right. You should be able to make that decision without some pop collar nerd.
Exactly.
Sit there saying, judging your loyalty against, you know, yeah. So now that's I'm curious. But let's pose it where it was not that far away. I would say one thing Greg Norman did that was a little in your face was, let me have these tournaments. Let's have five of them right here in the backyard.
Yeah, that's where I was
it's
going.
A little
with
pricky.
This. Yeah, I think and Charlie might be able to weigh in on this. I don't think they're going to get the names they want unless they don't have 50% or 40% or 60% of the events here in the States. Because we just talked about, I mean, when these guys are having to travel all the way overseas for nine times, that's taxing, right? So that's a shitload of travel.
It's one of the motivators for them to join this to make their life easier.
And so I think that was their way to get, and it was probably like a little bit of an FU to the tour, like, all right, we're going to do it in your backyard type thing. But I don't know.
How do you think they'll draw here? So, and I'm just trying to think. So let's say here we are in Kansas City. We've got the Corn Ferry Tour, and I don't know how we draw compared to other Corn Ferry cities, but if we don't have a PGA Tour event, there was a LIV Tour event,
it would be absolutely shit packed. So busy.
Yeah. But let's compare that. Would it be less than the number of fans we would get for a full-blown PGA Tour event?
Probably a little less, just because you got less players currently. I don't know why they're going to cap the field. Might as well do bigger fields. But I would tell you that there would be a shitload of people out there. It kind of probably feel more Ryder Cuppy, because a lot of the people would be following Phil's group, Bryson's group, Sergio's group, and whomever.
George, back to the baseball.
What about, let me ask you a question. Yeah. What about a guy like Chase Hanna, who's playing over in the DP Tour, the European Tour?
They've got a non-compete too, I guess, that they've all signed.
So Chase, if he was invited to go play, and Chase is a friend of ours here from the stable, and a friend of all of ours. I mean, so he was not invited.
No.
He was not invited. If he would say he's invited and he says, yeah, I'll do it, he would not be allowed to play on the European Tour anymore, correct?
Nope.
Okay.
I believe they've suspended those guys
currently,
too, right?
As it stands, but I just don't know how they can.
So once you go play in this tour, that's the only tour you're a member of, as of right now.
Yeah, unless there's forgiveness.
And if it folds, you're done.
Hey,
You can't play pro golf anymore, right?
I just can't play.
As it currently stands, yes.
But listen, so as I'm thinking of, again, the baseball thing, history, you obviously are a student of the game as well, baseball. When the National American Leagues, did they operate like two separate entities and then eventually became MLB? right? And it,
well, unless, I think they were always MLB because they played a World Series against each other every year.
But did, from the but start,
we had different umpires and stuff. One group of umpires only umpired American League games. One umpired only National League games. Strike zones were a little bit different, and then all of a sudden they decided to make it under one big umbrella. So now it's all together. But it's this is, you know what this reminds me of? The AFL and the NFL.
I was just thinking that.
The AFL and the NFL.
Right. Lamar Hunt created,
That's right. How could you go play for the Dallas Stars or the whatever their names
Texans.
Were? Texans. Yeah. Yeah, the Dallas Texans. Yeah, or how could you go play for the New England Patriots when, you could have went and played for the Green Bay Packers.
Exactly.
You know, and then all of a sudden, 5 years later, guess what? It's one.
I wonder how long it took. Right.
I'm wondering to go back. It would be interesting to go back and see what was said about guys like Lenny Dawson, who signed with the Chiefs out of Purdue.
Joe Namath
from Alabama signed with the New York Jets. This new league that no one's ever heard of, and now we got the USFL. I don't know what that's doing. They're all playing in Birmingham, Alabama. Yeah. They're there 10 straight weeks. Yeah. It's mind-boggling to me. There's nobody in the stands. No. Fox Sports owns them, from what I was told, and they're paying all the salaries. I don't know where they're going.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know where they're going.
But the AFC and NFC, it sort of worked out.
Same thing.
It worked out pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah.
So
worked out real good.
So rewinding a little bit. In 2007, I forgot about this till just now.
You historian.
In 2007, we were all roughing it out on the Gateway Tour or the Adams Tour at the time or the other tours. Well, a new tour came out backed by Donald Trump called the U.S. Pro Golf Tour.
Ooh.
Now, this was the place to play for the mini tour guy that in between the the web.com and the tour they were playing on.
Double A, triple A kind of.
Yeah, so it was in between. And so they were guaranteeing these big purses. There was TV. There was a tour championship. And there was a guy named Stuart Dean won $1 million for winning the tour championship. And that tour lasted 18 months and then folded. So we all went with our tails back between our legs.
Oh, really?
Back to our respective tours.
Did you play on that?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was awesome because you're playing for winners cashing on a normal week is 50 to 60.
Compared to what on the other tour?
25.
Mm-hmm.
So you're playing for almost double the amount of money, and then you're basically getting points for the tour championship. The tour championship was guaranteed money, I think, for the top 40 players. So there was I think they probably had 12 events.
Yeah,
they weren't televised. They were they recorded or videoed the whole thing, and then they'd do a 30-minute show or recap on the event.
Like reality.
What was your
TV.
Best finish?
My best finish was loss in a playoff in New Mexico to a guy named Adam Rittering, who was a Minnesota
big name guy.
See, but they allowed you to play in this tournament without
because no one cares about a bunch
you.
Of.
I know, but you see how it worked? If you let a shitty product boil away, it will.
Right.
Right? And there's no way this thing's going to survive. Maybe I'm wrong, but PGA Tour is not going anywhere. And
so how do you think that the LIV Tour will get world ranking points?
I think they will be pressured. The way I see... Let's be honest. It's all about money. When I say money, it's also about corporations. It's all about sponsorships. The guys sitting in those rooms making these decisions will not allow this to happen because they're buddies with the same stiff who's sitting at that bar, right, drinking his blue cheese olives out of his
not allow
dirty
what
martini.
To happen? The world ranking
they're
points?
They're going to say, no, punish them. Do not give them any points. Yeah. No ranking. Nope. You heard it. Right here. No way they're going to allow
Okay, them. Can I ask you a question?
So then Phil, Sergio, all these guys in a couple of years, since they won't be playing tour starts, that they're not going to get any world ranking points, so they're not going to play any majors.
Okay, interesting question.
I guess unless you're a defending champ.
Interesting question. They can play now in non-sanctioned PGA events, right? This is U.S. Open this week is not one.
Correct.
Augusta National is not one. You have ex-champions, and they're always invited to come back and play.
Past champions.
Right? Yeah. Past champions at Augusta are always invited to come back and play. In your opinion right now, will Augusta invite any of these past past champions to come back and play next year at Augusta?
Great question. What's your take?
I think they do.
I think they don't.
I don't think they will.
Why?
Because it's Augusta National.
And they're part of the friggin'
PGA Tour.
They're part, yes.
I think they'll take a stand. In my opinion, I think they're going to take a stand with the PGA Tour. They're going to side with them right now.
I agree. Because they can live without anyone, right? I mean, that's been Augusta's brand. We can exist without any of you.
Exactly.
I mean, it's why the...
So do you think the PGA of America and the PGA Championship does it come around next May?
I think it's different. I think the PGA is a different breed of decision maker. The PGA, who represents professional golfers, it's not professional golfers who are here. Professional golfers who are here, it's professional golfers, right? So to me, it's more an inclusive. Can't believe I just used that word. Please, I apologize.
Which one?
Inclusive. Yeah. I don't think it's happening. Right.
Well, hey, let's see what happens.
Let's just take, a commercial break. When we come back. I want to get back to Phil just a little bit more. All right, a little bit more take on the psyche of the DeChambeaus, the Phils, these crack addict losers who have no loyalty, friend and family. So come on back here to Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me. I know it's football season, so you get a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town, I've had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Anders and Dr. Larry Limack. Come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love. And we actually care and listen to our patients and follow up with them, make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay. And so the three things that separate you, number one, best training. Number two, you specialize in getting people on that field. Number three, you're actually listen. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At sanoorthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
Hi, this is George Brett, Hall of Fame baseball player, and I've been playing golf for over 35 years. Hitting the ball far was never my problem, but the closer I got to the greens, that's when my problems began. When I wanted a golf practice area in my backyard, I called Celebrity Greens. They are the industry leader in custom-built synthetic golf greens. These championship-caliber, low-maintenance greens roll great, react like real bent grass, and hold chip shots that check and spin. I absolutely love mine, not only in Kansas City, but also in Arizona. Call the pros at Celebrity Greens at 1-888-507-7960 or visit them online at celebritygreens.com. Practice like the pros or people like me that want to be pros right in your own backyard.
Hey, Brian Sullivan, Golf Underground, with a little tip for you. If you're looking to buy a new Ford, you have to check out my buddy, Jason Gudenkauf at Lewisburg Ford. They've been saving Midwest Ford buyers thousands of bucks for over 40 years because they do business the right way. They sell everything, check this out, for $50 over invoice. That's simple and cheap. And they win a lot of awards. In fact, they won Ford's President's Award 17 times. That's the top Ford award. And they only give it to dealers with superior customer satisfaction in sales and service. So they know how to take care of customers better than anybody. Now, what these guys know how to do also, keep this in mind, sell trucks. Lewisburg Ford has sold more F-150s than any other Ford dealership in greater Kansas City. That's 2 years running.
And last year, they were the number one F-150 sales leader in the entire state of Kansas. So, no hassle. $50 over invoice pricing. Unparalleled customer satisfaction and a huge selection. That's a perfect recipe for selling trucks. So check out all their inventory and prices online at lewisburgford.com or give them a call at 816-444-2300.
New golf clubs, a big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160 for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money. 816-353-2160 or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Do you have retirement dreams about perfecting your swing and spending your time on the green? Or maybe you have a bucket list of golf courses you'd like to travel to. Whatever your financial goals are, Mariner Wealth Advisors is your advocate. We take the same care in understanding where you stand today as we do in understanding where you want to be in the future. Then, we help you set a personalized plan to help you achieve your long-term vision. Contact Mariner Wealth Advisors today to start your financial planning journey. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location near you.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
You're better than the best. I'm lucky just to linger in your life.
Welcome back, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio, U.S. Open Week. We're having having a lot of fun here on a Monday night leading up to the big event. Will you boys spend a little bit of time watching?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite tournaments.
Why?
The conditions are usually really tough. It's usually got a great field, and they play at really good golf courses. And I've played a lot of the golf courses where they played. And it's always fun to watch a tournament where you've played that golf course.
Yeah.
So it's fun. It's fun.
Except you don't remember any of the holes.
I don't. Well, Brookline, I never played Brookline, but I played Pebble Beach numerous times.
Yeah. Hey, this isn't the only tournament going on this week. There is a Corn Ferry event.
In Wichita.
It's in Wichita?
Wichita.
All right. And so...
You want a caddy, Sully, Thursday? Charlie wanted me to drive down and caddy for him Thursday.
Harry.
Are you going to do it?
No, I can't. I caddied for Wardo in the Watson Challenge one day, and I couldn't walk for 3 days. Yeah, my hip was killing me. My knee was killing me. Nah, my back was killing
literally
me.
Literally, the bag was like a feather.
I mean, when I did the ball and chain thing. That you said, hey, why don't you go lighten this thing up? Take out my putting drill thing and my ball with the chain on the end of it and the club. And I'm going, what is all this in your bag for anyways?
Well,
must be training aids.
I would like to do that too. That would be fun. I'd have a blast.
So he gave me the keys to his car and he made me walk to the parking lot with my bib on and put it in the trunk of his car.
Was it kind of patronizing when he did it? Was he like,
yeah, here, along? Hey, this will lighten the load for you.
I don't care. If he doesn't want to lighten the load, you didn't need to bring it. Take it.
That's like giving up.
When I hoofed it for Charlie for 36 holes, I freaking said, let's get the staffer out. I didn't even need the extra loop that all the guys had. And I just freaking switched shoulders and bench press over my head.
As a caddy, can you use, is it kind of nerdy to use both backpack style?
I think you're like your boy Joey LaCava. He goes backpack style.
Oh, he does? But,
you know, I wasn't
kind
really
of quitting.
I wasn't really trying to preserve the shoulders or the back. I was trying to get my horse to the finish line.
You know what made good
caddy? How did he do, Kevin?
Well, he didn't do his best, but you know what? It was a learning experience.
So caddies back in the 80s, back in the heyday, you had the big fat bags.
Oh.
You
know?
And we prided ourselves on who had the dental floss shoulder strap. Right. So, you'd have some fat guy show up in his Porsche, you know, hung over his shit, fourth wife, and his little strap was this big, right? And he always tipped like crap.
Yeah.
So you had to build your own little towel contraption and, you know. I'm telling you, I would be 6'3" if I didn't caddy with guys like that. Shrunk the shit out of me.
Or right? If you didn't let Greg Gurley on your shoulders at the Duke.
Didn't help. That was worse than caddying for Harry. But back to Harry. Listen, we're proud of him. He made the Monday qualifier -4 yesterday, led the event. How proud are you of your brother?
Yeah, really proud. First pro event, really, of his life. I guess he turned pro on Sunday and Monday qualified in Wichita.
That is so cool.
He went from playing in nothing to playing a 4-round event, and I'm not sure what else he's got coming up. So it's a good week for him to play well.
I know what else he's got on his mind right now. He called me today, wanted me to caddy. I said I can't. Got a big golf outing Friday here, and I'm not going to drive 2 hours, 45 minutes to Wichita
right.
to lug his bag around for the pro-am or whatever. Oh, what's Thursday?
It's the first round.
Yeah, first round. Well, why didn't he ask me to caddy the whole time? He just said Thursday. And by the way, Sunday is Father's Day, and I already have a golf match with all my kids on Sunday.
Yeah.
But today he called me, and he had a long conversation with our friend Darren in Darren Blake, and he's thinking about signing with Darren and have Darren be his agent.
Nice.
No way.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's got some names, old Darren.
So that's great. He's got some good guys.
Ooh.
A lot of guys from Whisper Rock, and, you know, here's a guy that did Gretzky stuff for 25 years. So, it could be pretty good.
You know, there's only one downside of him making that qualifier, George.
What's that?
Wardo. He had a date all set up at Tasso's.
Oh, with your daughter.
On Wednesday.
With your daughter. You're kidding.
It was all set.
Oh, your my God.
Opinion, they at were Tasso's. Going out Wednesday.
They're
going
to have so much
They're
fun.
They're not because he's playing
no,
in the
No, when
gig.
He comes back Sunday night with about $20,000 in his pocket, he might not go to Tasso's. He might go to
Prime
Eddie
Social.
V's or... No, he's not going there.
Oh, you know,
Bazookas.
And end up at the cigar box or cigar bar.
Oh, yeah. No lie. It was funny.
Yeah. But how great is that? He's going to come back with some money in his pocket.
Yes.
Now he can afford dinner. He doesn't have to do a dine and dash. Hey, honey, why don't you go out in the car?
For that dinner.
Go out in the car. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll meet you in the car. And he'd go out the back door and not pay for it.
I think it's safe to say that both of them are big spenders without a lot of money in their pocket.
Good.
Sounds about right.
You know? Would you agree with that?
Beautiful
100%.
Yeah.
Sounds
about
my money.
Like they're like the providers. They got a lot of providers. both of them. Well, that's cool, man. You know, and I think it's awesome. And I think it's going to be awesome to, I think it's our dream to see you two battling it out on the at the Corn Ferry.
So are you going to paint your house like that?
See on TV.
Look how rancid that clubhouse is. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'll remember that clubhouse, though.
It's just like those American shirts from 99. You'll remember those portraits.
Yeah, it absolutely.
Hey, that should be, when you promote the show, that should be the picture for the show.
I tell you what, if Harry gets a call for the Saudi tour, he'll probably even wear the hat while he's over there.
What about you? If you got a call, would you
free
go?
Agent.
Let me ask you a question. Would you go?
Yes, I'd even make my caddy wear the hat, and me, I'd wear the hat while
what
I play.
Hat? What hat?
The ones that the Saudis wear.
Murderer.
Hey, you know what? As a caddy, as his caddy a couple weeks ago, sounds like a pretty good deal. 54 a whole event.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed cut. That's guaranteed cash in my pocket.
Shotgun start at midday. Shotgun don't have to get up at 5 a.m.
Right.
Hit donk. 10%, 7.5.
I kind of like that idea, the shotgun start.
Well, that's why
everybody plays the same conditions.
That's why they
go out in the morning. It's calm. The wind comes up in the afternoon.
That's
why
they did
fair.
It.
Well, that's why they kept the fields is because they're doing shotgun starts. So they can't have more people in the field if they're
listen.
Yeah, they can have 1A and 1B.
Oh, listen, and then they'll be like every charity event you play
exactly.
every Monday.
That's why Stricker's.
And you always walk in here and you say it took 6 hours.
Yeah, six people on the par three.
The longest day of my life.
Right. Yeah, that's what I associate shotguns with.
Well, you got to play foursomes then.
Hey, by the way, I just came back from a member guest in Denver this weekend.
Shocker.
Played several shotguns.
I bet you were bombing
did
it
several
up there.
Shotguns, huh?
I bet you were bombing it up there
you
in Denver.
Were hitting your drives at what, about 230?
It was one iron less for me, George.
Yeah?
Played.
So you're hitting your 8-iron how far?
I'd say 165.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, 165.
Where'd you play? Castle Pines?
Yeah, it was called Glenmore. Glenmore, next to Cherry Creek. Yeah.
Oh, Cherry
How'd
Creek's
How'd you get the
beautiful.
Call out for that?
My best friend from Waterbury, Connecticut, He is Stanford grad, Harvard Business School, and created a grilled cheese company. Took me over to his grilled cheese company where they made 36.
Do they sell them? They have grilled cheese stores. They were on Shark Tank, weren't they?
No.
They weren't?
He's in Price Chopper and Kroger, all this here. So he took me in there, and he had 70 girls and some guys made 36,000 sandwiches when he took me over there on Tuesday.
Wait a second. So they sell them in grocery stores?
They box them up, sell them in Price Chopper in the frozen food section. It's called Lily's Grillers.
You're kidding.
No, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. And all you do is throw them in the microwave or put them in the oven?
Wonder Bread, put it on this line, butter drops down on it. People hand put American cheese on it, goes through a thing, pops a little plastic, throws in a box.
Then all you do is you put it in a frying pan.
No, it's our grilled.
It's already grilled. But how do you get it hot? I mean, how do you make it crispy?
How do we get on this?
Yes, no, this
30
is good.
Seconds, 30, is 30 seconds in the microwave, and then one little, down, it pops right out. Get a little Campbell's soup, dip it. You'll never jalapeno versions, turkey and cheese, ham and cheese. Anyway, that's who I play with, my buddy. I'm proud.
Wow. Yeah. I love grilled cheese.
Entrepreneur, yeah, see? But you know what?
You should do it on San Francisco sourdough. That's the best grilled cheese in the world.
Yeah. What if the Saudis were backing them?
They probably are.
Huh? I mean, can you make grilled cheeses backed by the Saudis?
I mean, I don't really do anything. All right.
Who's ready for their U.S. Open picks?
I'm ready to talk a little U.S. Open. Should we do our picks now? We talked a little bit about the course. So any other storylines that stood out in your research there?
There isn't many storylines other than Live Golf right now, and there's a U.S. Open. Obviously, Rory's playing out of his mind, which is a good thing for golf. And, and then you got a lot of good amateur players playing this week. Got a lot of guys that qualified through the 36-hole grinder, and so field strong.
Skovran and Ricky jumped on a plane because they're second alternate.
I saw him there today.
Oh, did you?
I think I saw him.
Yeah.
Out there today putting.
Second alternate. Wouldn't that bum you out there?
He's
you
the
go out
second
there?
Alternate, so two guys have to drop out, obviously.
Yeah. You hope a couple COVIDs drop, you know? And you know they're testing.
No one's getting tested.
Really?
Unless you have symptoms, they don't test you anymore.
Oh, that's nice. That's pretty good.
You better hope somebody pulls a hammy.
Yeah, well, all right.
Joey should go around and go out and have dinner with one of the players and food poison him. Let's get a bunch of caddies and players to go out. And all of a sudden, you know, guy goes to the bathroom and a guy orders a bowl of clam chowder and he throws a little stuff in there to make him sick.
There's got to be a couple booze hounds out there he can get all hammered up, you know?
Yeah.
We get them all hunged up, right? Speaking of hunged up, is Higgs in this thing?
I think he is. I think Harry is
in it.
Yeah, I think Harry's
in it. Is he going to keep his card this year, Wardo?
I think, yeah, he keeps his card for sure.
I don't know. What do you got to be what? Top what? 125?
Top 125 still.
Well, and top 125, but maybe now it's less because all these guys have jumped ship. Might be less.
I wonder.
Who knows?
Might be top 135. Yeah.
Put it this way, George. If you're Dustin Johnson, are you going on the Live Tour?
I don't know what his financial situation is.
He is just fine. He's married to a Gretzky.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Well, I'm pulling up Harry's ranking right now. Let's go to the other.
I think 80% of the people that jump ship did it for financial reasons.
All right. What about our boy Woodland?
Or they're on the tail end of their career, aka financial reasons.
Do you think Dustin Johnson's struggling with money?
I don't know.
I'm guessing Dustin could spend it.
Hey, listen, let's go back to our boy Harry Higgs. He's ranked 177th right now. You got to be 125.
What's Woody ranked?
Oof.
He's 177 in the world.
Oh.
Jim, that's a little different than...
So what do you think that gets him? Let's check. Have you spoken to Gary Woodland?
Yes.
That's and 1 week away from being 110.
What's his mind like right now?
Well, he's in the midst of another... coach, and he's gonna go tee it up with Justin Rose and Bryson this week. And you know, Bryson hasn't been doing as much of his speed training because of his wrist injury. That's weird. It didn't take him long to get injured. I don't know if he's gonna be bombing it too far past Sherry. So I think I like his chances. We got Harris English back in the field. He's also coming off injury. So there's a lot of good players.
Higgs is 141 on the Phoenix Cup.
Oh, all right. Yeah, and Gary's 59. So he's
59th. Well, you know what? He had some good tournaments early.
Early.
He had a couple top fives.
Yeah. But so did Harry. Harry had a few.
Yeah.
Okay, will Phil miss or make the cut?
Miss.
Miss.
Bryson.
Make.
Sergio.
Make.
I like it.
Okay. You want my picks?
Yep.
I got a dark horse. My dark horse.
Hmm.
Taylor Gooch, Oklahoma State product. He will top 10.
He's dark horse, but that's your pick.
No. And then my pick.
He can't be your dark horse. He's top 10 FedEx Cup points.
No. He's on the live tour.
He's on the live tour.
Gooch went to the live tour.
I know, but when we're talking about talent level, you're no worse than George Brett 2020.
Nope. And then I'll take Rory as my.
I thought you said he couldn't win 2 weeks in a row earlier.
Sully said that.
Oh, that was Sully?
That was me. Yeah. Yeah. All right, George. What do you got?
Is Victor Hovland playing?
Yes.
I'm going to take Victor Hovland as one of my guys. And I got to do it. I got to take Woodman. I got to take Sherry. I got to take Sherry Woodland. Yeah.
But don't, maybe don't.
Mary, Sherry, Larry,
you're gonna
Gary.
Be a, if you keep betting
we
on
we call
Woodland,
him everything but Gary.
You know who else is in the field?
Who?
Brandon Matthews.
Oh, he made it. That's the guy we played with in the Corn Ferry Tour.
Really? No, yeah. That's what we did our live gig with, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Pretty good player.
Ah.
A lot better than Charlie.
All right, Charlie, what about yours?
Dark horse, Sam Stevens. He made a lot of money on the mini tours. Oklahoma State guy. Got in through the qualifying deal. And nice. I think Justin Thomas is going to go two in a row on the majors.
It's good. It's good. All right, I'm going to go with Billy Horschel. Coming off of a nice memorial. Won the memorial. He was one of the favorites last week. He drives the ball well. He putts amazing within 10 feet. And here's why. Here's the biggie. His wife played in the Brookline member guest girl golf tournament last year.
So she knows the course.
She knows the course.
So when they're having dinner,
same track,
she can tell them where to hit it.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. That's see that? God, if this I would have known that, I would have taken them.
This is starting to sound like Justine Reed here. This is starting to say, hey, Patrick, you're going to hit 5 wood off of the first tee.
Was Billy Horschel's wife the alcoholic?
Yeah, I think you're right. The one that.
Really?
Yeah.
So she probably doesn't remember them, I guess.
Do you ever remember when you play in those things?
Did you hear?
Can I ask you guys a really stupid question right now?
Please.
Why are we watching Canada and Sweden curling? Ladies curling?
You want to know why, George?
Right now.
Because your foot hit the damn remote and changed the channel.
I thought, God, we just had live from the U.S. Open, and now we've got curling. I'm going, God, why would the Golf Channel put that on?
All right, and then my dark horse, which isn't so much of a dark horse, but representing the great Republic of Ireland would be Shane Lowry.
Ooh, I like
God, it. He's good.
Yep, he is top 25, so it's not so dark horsey, but he was tied for third in the Masters, and, he's got an open championship under his belt.
And Tiger's not playing this week.
Nope.
No, what he a shame, opted out. Too. What a shame. Gosh.
Playing the British.
Yeah,
did you hear Patrick Reed going over to the Live Tour picked up a fan?
Picked up what?
A fan?
No.
Well, he's
hooked up with a fan?
He's picked up a fan, so he's got one fan now.
Oh, yeah.
He grew his fan base.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you see there was an interview?
His wife.
Who's his fan?
I saw his wife's interview.
This guy named Jim.
Oh, you did? Over there?
Yeah. Well, I saw it. Today it was on, and I was going through my mail, and you get these things from Golf Digest or whatever, and it had her talking, and she said, if anybody badmouths Patrick for going to the Live Tour, she's going to block him from her Instagram
post. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's tragic.
I would have said thank you.
Is that unbelievable?
I would have said thank you.
That's like Harry having someone leave open his Snapchat or something like that. I'm learning the terms. Like if you send a Snapchat to like Wardo and you could tell if he read it. So if you leave it unopened,
how to do that stuff.
It's an insult.
Well, let's get you learning it so we can grow this.
Yeah, yeah, we're learning it. All right, boys. So this was a nice recap. I'm glad we all got together. I hope the
I'm waiting to get a text back from Sir Charles and find out what day. I said we'll do it any day you want.
Let's do Cookie also.
And John Cook is on hold.
Yep. Well, we have to line up. Again, we're the greatest program in golf radio. With almost having the great guests, you know what I mean.
It's a good thing we're pretty enthusiastic and
energetic, you know, because
and carry on a good conversation.
Yeah, we would do this anyways. We might as well let the masses listen to it, George. Right?
How many people? I mean, you can tell me off the air.
Millions
listen to the show.
No,
probably. Are we the largest listened to podcast in the history of podcasts?
Within
be larger if you could figure out your damn Instagram account.
Yeah. Within, I would say, a 5-mile square radius, yes, we kill it.
Yeah.
We're not
and there's a lot of houses within 5 miles of us, so that's good.
All right. Well, we're going to line up some good guests.
We got that going for us.
Because, listen, the storylines next week are going to be fantastic, so we'll all get together. We'll do this again. We're going to crack some high noons.
Okay.
You bring Stella, drink some Stellas. Your brother will have come in the top 10 in the
quarterfinal. Yeah, maybe have Harry on after he won Wednesday this week.
He can tell us what it's like to play in his first pro tour
and
event.
He can give a recap of the date.
That's more important.
I think that's the whole show.
Oh, well, listen, I'll tell you what. If he wins...
Get them both in.
We had some taropata. We had some fried cheese. We broke 46 plates. We did some oompa at the end. And Tasso was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Then we went home and cut the show.
That's it. There was no making out. There was no making out whatsoever. But listen, if he wins... He gets the keys to the kingdom. So come on back. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great U.S. Open week. Screw the whole live conversation. Have a cocktail with your friends and just move on because, you know, golf is just a sport. So we'll see you next week. Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.